Every business has an ambition. PayPal Open is the platform designed to help you grow into yours. With business loans so you can expand and access to hundreds of millions of PayPal customers worldwide. And your customers can pay all the ways they want. With PayPal, Venmo, Pay Later, and all major cards. So you can focus on scaling up. When it's time to get growing, there's one platform for all business. PayPal Open. Grow today at paypalopen.com. Loans subject to approval in available locations.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/PODKATZ13. Just go to Indeed.com/PODKATZ13 right now. And support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
The Vox Markets Podcast. Nothing in this podcast is intended as investment advice, and the people in this podcast may hold positions in the stocks they talk about. Do not buy anything based solely on a tip or recommendation. Please do your own research.
Welcome back, everyone, to Vox Markets. My name is Paul Hill. I'm delighted again to be able to speak to CEO Jonathan Hunter and CFO Neil Pritchard of Alico, a one-stop shop for build tech, project management, asset management, and visualization software. So welcome, gents.
Hi, Paul.
Hi.
Yeah. Well, big congrats on this morning's positive year-end trading update, with sales rising 9% organically to £32.4 million. But before we sort of run through the details there, Jonathan, I don't suppose you could just give us a quick view of the current demand picture at the coalface for Alico software with its clients.
Yeah, indeed. I think just on the results, just important to highlight, we're ahead of expectations. I'm very pleased with the results. I think the team have been working extremely hard on delivering those, so pleased to see that. The demand continues. The industries we service are very much still going through a digitalization. And that's only sort of, you know, the focus on that has also been driven by compliance regulations, safety, environmental impact, which our customers are dealing with, and complexity of projects. So that those drivers remain, as well as, you know, the desire for AI. So we're seeing a lot of customers looking at how they can standardize on data so that they can implement AI. But you know, by implementing best of breed solutions, clients get a lot of data. So we've been supporting customers with business intelligence and reporting to help them really pinpoint the data they need. And I think that's what we do very well, or colleagues do very well, is we're a partner to our customers, not just providing technology. We really work with the clients, and hence why we've attracted some of the most forward-thinking brands in our industries.
Mm-hmm. And how's the progress going in the States? Because obviously that's a sort of a key strategic area.
Yeah, it is indeed. And the momentum is definitely positive. The feedback from customers is very positive. And the new customers we've attracted and those logos are very encouraging as well. We've actually, we're in excess of 50% year-on-year revenue growth. So we're pleased to see that. But it still remains early momentum that we're seeing. You know, we're up against some very well-known brands in the US, and you know, every new customer requires an introduction and a period of, you know, onboarding and so forth. But once we've attracted a new customer to the business, we've proven time and time again to expand and you know, continue that relationship and that journey with the client. So very pleased to see the new logos, and we're, you know, confident we'll grow with those customers over time.
Yeah, just on those new logos, what do you sort of see that from the sort of the you know, any notable names, or just the sort of like the drift in sort of the, you know, new customers joining the Alico software team?
Yeah, the target has been those general contractors in the US that are within the ENR 400. So that's their engineering news record, is a stat based on revenue. So the top 400 general contracting businesses. So that's been our target for our direct sales team, which we have 7 colleagues in the US now. This year going up to 9 is the intention. As well as our resellers out there. So they're large organizations, you know, large in scale, running complex projects. Many companies in the US and actually internationally are still using basic level tools. So there is a demand for, you know, for using more sophisticated or complex, you know, tools that can manage complex projects that are quicker, save time for the operator as well. But then we can offer a platform as well, which really enables businesses to standardize on data sets and reporting and be able to carry out more analysis and predictions of delays and so forth. So we very much can scale up to enterprise levels. And we have done, we've proven that time and time again with clients around the world. So that's what we seek in the US, is the top 400, you know, the big construction businesses. But we're entering at a department level and expanding from there.
Okay, good. Well, that's a good positive intro into the numbers then. Do you want to take us through the sort of key highlights of the training update, Neil?
Yeah, sure, Paul. Very happy to. As Jonathan said, we're really delighted to be ahead of market consensus on the revenues side of things, which obviously we're reporting today on the trading statement rather than, you know, the full details, which will come later. But we've seen recurring revenue growth of 20%. Year on year, and that's on a basis that's right across the year. But if you take the exit one, the ARR, the annualized one, and, you know, which is tip for this period, obviously December times by 12, and, you know, you can have some vagaries that go into that end month period, but nonetheless, also a very, very good indicator indeed of going forward. You know, that's up 18% as well. So really, really pleased with that. What that really means is, in terms of the recurring revenues now, they represent 77% of our overall revenues. But had we not made the strategic decision for Vertical Digital, which had very good reasons for bringing in that extra R&D capability, flexibility around things, but also is a non-SaaS sort of non-recurring business, albeit lots of repeatable business, then it would have been 79%. So, you know, again, you know, very large movements up from previous years of 73 and so on. So really pleased with that. The overall revenues were, as you said earlier, 32.4, and that's up 16%. But actually, if you look at the FX side of it, that would probably hit a little bit more, you know, approximately half-half, mainly between Swedish krona and euro movements that were going on. So that would have been 32.8, so even further, if you like, ahead. And even organically, as you said earlier, up 9% to 30.6 million now, so way past the 30 million mark. So really, really positive. And I guess, you know, in terms of the SaaS transition, I guess maybe just a quick talk to that. We're very much in that end of that end period from when we embarked on that in November 21, that three and a half year journey. And I think it's probably fair to say there are sort of individual geographic and, you know, business specific and legal and cultural reasons that are slightly different in every territory. But, you know, it's virtually there now for everything. So, you know, that's been highly successful in what we're doing. And you can see that in those recurring revenue numbers. And probably the other one we've mentioned today, Paul, is on the cash. So at the end of the year, we were at 14 million. And You know, that represents 28% December to December, but, you know, and if you excluded the Vertical Digital acquisition, it would have been up 40%. I think without sort of being able to share, obviously at this stage, you know, the individual components of that too much, it's fair to say that Alika has always been a business in recent history where it's been strong cash generation. We've, you know, it's the nature of the desirability of our software, you know, that as Jonathan said, that sort of niche side of what we do and how we serve our customers, the desirability of that, you know, everything that we do around that. And then obviously the nature of the software sale itself, you know, it isn't widgets, it is software. And also, you know, people pay within, you know, promptly after that. And of course, our gross margins, which typically are in excess of sort of 88% for the group, which again is, you know, a really good way to show how much value we actually add for our customers and for our shareholders. Yeah.
And then just in terms of the sort of the organic growth first half, second half, is any how should investors think about that? Is it just really how sort of like a service contract fell between the first and second half at all? And how should they sort of model it going forward?
Yeah, I think it's fair to say if you know, not that this call, I guess, is tracing back on the H1 numbers previously, but you know, there were some one-offs, you know, in some of the perpetual and a little bit on the service side of things. So we saw that there were some sort of one-off reasons there in H1. You know, it's been we, you know, again, we're ahead of consensus, so we factored in where we knew we'd go to for H2. You know, there has been some tougher times in some of those German markets and things, but we anticipated that, and measures are in place on that. So I think we came out, as I say, where we hope to be and a little bit better.
Good. Okay, brilliant. Well, that's a nice segue into the recent acquisition now, because you haven't had a chance to touch base here, John. I think you take us through the asset management software business that you bought out in Ireland and the strategic rationale and how it's integrating.
Yeah, indeed. We're really excited about the PMAC acquisition, which was only less than 3 weeks ago, earlier this year. It is a SaaS business. It's a great business based in Ireland. Great customer base, a lot of blue chip manufacturing businesses such as Coca-Cola, Stryker, Kingspan, PPG, etc. The talent of the people was really impressive. I have to say that, you know, that they really understand the industry, products, and the customer pain points from not just the sales colleagues, but, you know, everyone in the business really gets it. So, you know, since the acquisition was announced, we've had colleagues meet, and they're already, you know, working on customer accounts and tenders together and sharing opportunities, sharing ideas on R&D and so forth. So it's a really, really great people fit, cultural fit. The technology has about 80 to 90% overlap on the core functionality in CMMS, but there's about 10% that distinguish that make each solution, Shire Systems and PMAC, makes them unique and therefore better suited for different customers. The PMAC solution and customer base work in a more regulated sector, so healthcare, health sciences, and pharmaceuticals, as well as US food and drink manufacturers, because they require the FDA requirements require a certain compliance capability that only PMAC provides. So that's been really encouraging, and you know, they are very well positioned in that sort of healthcare and pharmaceutical sector. And Shire Systems is general manufacturing and food and drink, as well as facilities management. So they really complement each other, and we see great opportunities with the integration. And the colleagues from day one are no longer competing. They're really you know, working well together.
And those international sort of like, you know, corporations, the Strikers and the Coca-Colas, does that give you an opportunity internationally to sort of follow your customer, potential upside there?
Yes, yeah, that does. Absolutely. We've seen that with the existing Shire customers that really want to standardize. They want to standardize across sites to be able to report and benchmark and compare. and ensure compliance and safety. So we're seeing that as a trend generally. It's the industry digitalizing. But there's manufacturing, you know, these international brands have manufacturing sites across the world. So we do see opportunities there. Ireland is also an attractive base. It gives us a good location as well to further leverage. So I think that's part of the benefits of the acquisition as well.
Great. Okay, then just on going forward then on the reporting and sort of like the outlook, Neil, I don't suppose you could just say a few words about sort of like what investors might think about for 2025?
The outlook's promising, but in terms of numbers, I mean, so our house broker, Cavendish, when we announced the acquisition, did upgrade its guidance to take in PMAG. And then actually, just now as part of the trading statement, Singers, who also cover us, have done the same. So that's sort of, you know, around about, and obviously it's the future, but, you know, approximately 2 to 2.2 million in revenue and about another $500,000 in sort of profitability measures, EBITDA, EBIT, that side of things, into both their forecasts. So both are now sort of, if you like, in conjunction with one another in that respect. What will happen, obviously, is they'll further revisit that when, you know, the full year figures are announced, if you like, the prelim figures, which will include obviously the profitability measures when they're released in early April. It's been very encouraging response, and actually I've noted today that Singers have increased their share price target to £1.80, and Cavendish are obviously at the £2 mark, but haven't yet moved that as well upwards. So I think you know, it's those sort of numbers people are seeing right now, but clearly, you know, they'll probably revisit those forecasts further in early April as well.
Yeah, well, I'm at £2, so we're all about the same place. Now, just finishing then, Jonathan, in terms of sort of like just closing remarks, what sort of like gets the blood sort of like, you know, hotter in terms of the Illico future? And any, is it new products? Obviously, you put into like, you know, your Asta GPT and Asta Vision Live last year. But in terms of really sort of like, you know, what sort of like gets you excited for next year for Illico?
I think it's really, you know, solving the challenges of the built environment. I mean, it's our vision. And yeah, Asta Vision, Asta GPT, the great stuff that in the roadmap for Shire, and as well as PMAC will come to light this year as well. It's really sort of paving the way for collaboration, standardization, and clean data in our client base. And we know what that leads to. That's, you know, better reporting, better predictability, and AI as well. Mm-hmm. So I think that's really exciting that, you know, we're not selling point solutions. We're selling solutions that can really transform, help our business, our customers transform, and critical to their business in terms of compliance as well. So, you know, that's exciting. I think we're really fortunate to have a diverse and talented group of colleagues that really get the industry and our customers, and they're forward thinking. And those colleagues are servicing forward-thinking customers that are the leading in the industry, and, you know, turning to technology to solve problems that they're facing. And this will overall, you know, make a positive impact, I think, on the community and our, you know, our industries. You know, we're continually helping customers with their businesses. I guess shorter term, we're looking forward to providing a fuller briefing when we release the full year results. So.
Yeah. And I've got a request. If Donald Trump manages to solve the Ukraine-Russia war and we do have a ceasefire there and they need to rebuild Ukraine, then a big request to Vertical Digital, those consultant guys, to go and try and help reconstruct the whole nation, because I think you'll be perfectly positioned to do that.
Yeah, absolutely. We're ready when the customers
go.
So
Brilliant. Okay, thanks a lot then, guys. Very, very well done on the on 2024, and look forward to 2025.
Thank you, Paul.
Thank you.
The Vox Markets Podcast. Nothing in this podcast is intended as investment advice, and the people in this podcast may hold positions in the stocks they talk about. Do not buy anything based solely on a tip or recommendation. Please do your own research.
Every business has an ambition. PayPal Open is the platform designed to help you grow into yours. With business loans so you can expand and access to hundreds of millions of PayPal customers worldwide. And your customers can pay all the ways they want. With PayPal, Venmo, Pay Later, and all major cards. So you can focus on scaling up. When it's time to get growing, there's one platform for all business. PayPal Open. Grow today at paypalopen.com. Loans subject to approval in available locations.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job post seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/PODKATZ13. Just go to Indeed.com/PODKATZ13 right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
This podcast is sponsored by IQBar.
I've got good news and bad news. Here's the bad news. Most protein bars are packed with sugar and unpronounceable ingredients. The good news? There's a better option. I'm Will, and I created IQBar Plant Protein Bars to empower doers like you with clean, delicious, low-sugar brain and body fuel. IQBars are packed with 12 grams of protein, brain nutrients like magnesium and lion's mane, and zero weird stuff. And right now, you can get 20% off all IQ Bar products, plus free shipping. Try our delicious IQ Bar sampler pack with 7 plant protein bars, 4 hydration mixes, and 4 enhanced coffee sticks. Clean ingredients, amazing taste, and you'll love how you feel. Refuel smarter, hydrate harder, caffeinate larger with IQ Bar.
Go to eatiqbar.com and enter code BAR20 to get 20% off all IQ Bar products, plus free shipping. Again, go to eatiqbar.com and enter code BAR20.